Over the course of 3 years, we recorded 8 to 10 hours a day, amassing roughly 250,000 hours of multi-track audio and video. So you're looking at a piece of what is by far the largest home video collection ever made. I think that's clear. And what this data represents for our family at a personal level, the impact has already been immense, and we're still learning its value. Countless moments of unsolicited, natural moments, not posed moments, are captured there, and we're starting to learn how to discover them and find them. But there's also a scientific reason that drove this project, which was to use this kind of natural, longitudinal data to understand the process of how a child learns language, that child being my son. And so, with many privacy provisions put in place to protect everyone who's recorded in the data, we made elements of the data available to my trusted research team at MIT so we could start teasing apart patterns in this massive data set, trying to understand the influence of social environments on language acquisition. So we're looking here at one of the first things we started to do. This is my wife and I cooking breakfast in the kitchen. And as we move through space and through time, a very everyday pattern of life in the kitchen,